And the last film in this series is a trilogy divided into September, October, and November. September. The conversation was a little breathless as we had arrived unexpectedly and unannounced. Five stories up, the flowers dead in their vases, my unmade bed a signal of departure. We sat facing each other on upright chairs, our voices talking of beginnings and endings, while the autumn evening drifted through the window behind me, my face in shadow, yours in light, so that the memory of that first and final kiss will freeze us eternally in opposite directions, you facing east, I west. October. I was watching your profile in the mirror while your voice circled me like a flight of small birds. The words said one thing but meant another, and I knew both what they said and what they meant. Now, sitting in the airport, I watch the sparrows through the huge plate windows. The European sky still binds us. It is thickly clouded, and October fields sweep brown and stubble to the edge of the tarmac. What are we to each other? What do I know beyond your name, and that your arm brushed against mine as we walked in the morning mist under the trees of my childhood? I wonder what might have been. So many questions unanswered. I feel incomplete. The sparrows are searching for grain. They flutter and spin silently on the other side of the plate glass window. There's more than a hint of winter in the landscape and in my heart. November. You write of your late autumn garden, how the berries burn a fierce, forbidden red, and the naked branches of leaf-stripped trees are sculpted black against a distant sky. The harvest is over. For you, winter approaches. Soon, frost will whiten both birch and ash, and snow disguise the memory of summer. Where was love's beginning? Here, in my equatorial garden, moonlight falls softly, draping a milk-white shawl, and the buds of the pearly gardenia open their delicate petals, hibiscus flames wantonly, and the scent of oleander clouds my senses. Fireflies flicker among the mango leaves. The grass is bright with dew. Between my garden and you, standing in the slanting light of a northern autumn evening with your spade, your hoe, or your garden broom, poised to sweep the season's last russet and golden leaves, lies more than a vastness of ocean or a wilderness of wind. And yet you say that to your love there is no end.